Shoftim Perek Tesayin Pasuk Dalet takes us into the final chapter of Shimshon's life, the most famous chapter, the one where a man of great strength and moral rectitude was brought low by his love for a very bad woman indeed. Samson and Delilah is a famous story even among the non-familiar with Nach or with Judaism. And Delilah is a truly tragic story for Shimshon. A downfall which actually began at the beginning of this parak, when Shimshon went to Aza and saw there, and again the emphasis on his vision, on seeing there, a woman who was a zona by Avoe Leha, and he was with a woman in Zanus. And this was the beginning of his downfall, as we see in the beginning of Pasuk Dalet by the word Vayihi, which is always heralding a tragic onset of the next sequence of events. The Chazal tell us, the Chiddush HaRing brings down something remarkable. The three, if you want to call them weakest or least strong of the Shoftim, are identified as Shimshon and Yiftach and Gidon. And all three of them, the Chiddush HaRing says, were responsible to correct one of the three Averos Chamuros, one of the cardinal sins of their generation. But each one made an error and did not correct it. So Gidon was supposed to compensate for the Avoda of Avodah Zarah, for the Los Ase of Avodah Zarah. And yet, Gidon made the ephod that became an object of idol worship. So he became part and parcel of the terrible Avera, which he was there to correct. Yiftach was there to correct Shvichas Damim, the Avera of murder, of taking an innocent life. And yet, Yiftach was responsible for the death of his own daughter by his own ignorance or misdeeds or rash promises. And so he did not correct that. And Shimshon's Avera was the Avera of Gilui Arayos, of Znus, one of the most powerful biological and personal urges that any human being can have, particularly men. And yet, through first the Zona in Aza, and then Delilah, Shimshon failed miserably at being capable of overcoming that. The Chazal tell us, we will see later, that Shimshon was an incredibly powerful man with a lot of strength. And what we would maybe say testosterone, he was therefore afflicted with an equally powerful libido. His drive was incredibly strong, too strong for an ordinary person to be able to resist sometimes. And Delilah is going to play on that weakness and use it against Shimshon in ways that he could simply not resist. Now, the Rambam and Radak tell us that all of the women that Shimshon was with, the three Plishti women, his first wife in Timnah, and then the Zona in Aza, and here Delilah in a place called Nachal Sorek, all converted. Other Chazal disagree and say the Zona in particular did not, and Delilah may not have, but even according to those who say they did convert, and they were part of Hashem's plan for Shimshon to have vengeance on the Plishtim, but the problem is that his desire for their beauty, his following his own eyes, and as Chazal repeat over and over, that which was proper in his own eyes, in his own judgment, his desire overcomes him, and the same eyes that beheld and desired that which was forbidden are going to be the eyes which are going to be punished later on. And so Shimshon now is going to be about to be in big trouble, and he doesn't see it coming, because Vayehi Achareichen, Pasuk Dalet, and it was after the episode in Aza, Vayehav Isha Benachal Sorek, and Shimshon came to love a woman in a place called Nachal Sorek in the Plishti settlements, and he fell in love with her. Doesn't say that by the other women. Ushema Delilah, and her name was Delilah, as they say in English. And the Chazal suggests different aspects of her name. In the Gemara, the name Delilah, having to do with sort of a deep well. A Deli is a ladle that you draw in out of the well. He's digging deep, but in the wrong place with the wrong person. Moreover, the Malbim says that her name Delilah was not a Jewish name at all. It was a Philistine name, and she did not change it. So that argues, he says, against the idea that she converted or that she converted with a whole heart, because she kept her Plishti identity right out in the open in terms of her own name that she had. So Pasuk Hey, Vaya'alu Eleha Sarnei Philistim, and so the plot is hatched. The officers, the leaders of the Plishtim, went to her. Now in the past, we saw that they went to his first wife and threatened her, and it doesn't say Sarnei Plishtim, it doesn't say the high-ranking Plishtim. It talks about the local neighbors who were trying to threaten Shimshon. But here, the officers, the leaders, come, Vayomru La, and they said to Delilah, Pati Oso, seduce him, beg him, entice him. You have to use your feminine wiles, as they say, upon him to pacify him. Pas can mean to pacify, to take somebody's judgment and somebody's suspicions away. Uri'i bame kocho gado, and see, find out for real, what is the source of his great strength? Uvame nuchalo, and how could we overcome him? Va'asarnuhu le'anoso, and we could tie him up, we could bind him to cause him pain. So they are not just simply saying, how can we overcome this enemy of the state? La'anoso, they want to torture him. They want to cause his him pain in his weakness. They want vengeance. Va'anachnu nitan loch ish elef umeo kesa. And we, the officers of the Plishtim, will each give you 1,100 silver pieces. And that number 1,100 is very specific. And we will see later another story, once we're done with talking about the Shoftim themselves, story of something called Pesel Micha, where that number 1,100 is going to play a very important role. So they are going to Delilah to go behind Shimshon's back, and Shimshon is in big trouble and doesn't even realize it.